Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
So your guy Mike Trout got paid?
My goodness, it's an unbelievable number, but it's not crazy, right? I mean, is he that good?
He is. What a
12-year, $426.5, you got to get that .5 in there, million-dollar contract.
That .5 makes all the difference. I don't think he would have done it for $426.
Yeah. I mean, when you think about the money that Machado and Harper made, are you willing to pay an extra $5 million a year for Mike Trout, who is seemingly better than both those guys? Like, those other two guys, they've had a year where been good, and then, I mean, he's been great every year. Seven seasons, finished in the top five of AL MVP voting seven times. Machado and Harper, three top five MVP finishes between them.
Breaking news, Randall Cobb has agreed to a one-year, $5 million deal with the Cowboys.
Cowboys needed somebody like that.
Yeah, I think that's a good little pickup for them. They're making some smart, low-risk pickups. Like Christian Covington, I think, was a smart pickup.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number 3, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, Dad Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. And, just hopefully, I guess what, no matter what you say in this last hour, there will not be a dumber comment than what we had in the 5 o'clock hour but from anyone. So feel free to say whatever you want. You're not going to beat that.
What about Curt Schilling, top five pitcher all time?
Oh, that was pretty bad. Well, I mean, listen, that whole discussion was bad. But, yeah, that's the same guy I'll be tweeting Derby Week. I love it when radio hosts act like they know horse racing Kentucky Derby Week. All right.
By the way, probably the, you would say, the start that Prairie View hoped for. How about 5 of 6 from three-point range to start the game?
That's not what I hoped for.
In the first 10 minutes.
Because I did not use Prairie View because...
Yeah, I did not either, but
I was trying to do a little Hoffman parlay.
I didn't project 5 of 6
from
three.
What the hell's wrong with you, dude? Come on.
It's my, well, remember.
You suck. You don't know about
I'm pretending to that I watch basketball right
what
now.
What is it I always tell you? It's early yet. Hey, I'm going to give something away here at 6:05, a meet and greet for four people with me Saturday, March 23rd from 7 to 9 p.m. at Sam Houston Race Park. So make sure you're free Saturday night. Make sure you want to come out to the track. And how about this? First responders only for this one. So free admission and snacks for you and your guests. So at 6:05, the first caller who's the first responder. See you Saturday night. Just mixing it up a little bit.
All right.
All right. So you want to do those college football lines, or do you want to bounce around the rest of the
Your bracket? Call.
Let's do college football first.
All right. Time. Some of the games of the year. Let's play the game. Your first thought that comes to your head when I give you this line,
okay?
You just blurt out the answer. First weekend, LSU -7 at Texas.
Oh, give me Texas.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Clemson -21 at Aggie.
Give me Aggie.
USC -4 versus Stanford.
I'll take anyone against USC.
Oh, by the way, Clemson's not at Aggie. It's
at Clemson, right? Yeah, because they played at Aggie last year. I'll still take Aggie to cover that.
Okay. USC -4 versus Stanford.
Stanford.
Oklahoma -11.5 at UCLA.
Oklahoma. Although that one, you know, new quarterback.
Yeah.
Second year for Chip Kelly. I need some more time to think about that.
Michigan State -4.5 versus Arizona State. How's that on the game of the year list, by the way?
Yeah, that doesn't belong on the game of the year list. I can't even begin to think about that one.
How about this? Game of the year list, already two appearances by Stanford, -2.5 at UCF.
Give me UCF.
Florida -14.5 versus Tennessee.
Ooh. I just don't see Florida beating teams by 14.5.
They typically don't.
Probably take Tennessee there.
Georgia -11.5 versus Notre Dame.
Georgia.
I'm with you. Aggie -3.5 versus Auburn.
Give me Auburn.
Michigan minus 6 at Wisconsin.
I think this is Michigan's year. Give me Michigan.
Ohio State minus 7.5 at Nebraska.
Give me Nebraska.
Washington minus 7.5 versus USC.
I just automatically fade USC, so I'll take Washington.
Notre Dame minus 11.5 versus USC.
That's a bit much.
That's a big number. LSU minus 3.5 versus Florida.
Give me Florida.
Isn't that weird that LSU's minus 3.5 versus Florida, but they're minus 7 at Texas?
Yeah. Very strange.
Alabama. Alabama minus 13 at Aggie.
I'm still on Alabama. I mean, regular season Alabama is going to blow everybody out again.
Oklahoma minus 17 versus Bevo.
Give me Bevo.
That's a lot of points.
What's the Oklahoma UH line?
Not listed amongst the games of the year.
Okay, that's better than some of these games that we've seen, but that's okay.
Washington minus 6.5 versus Oregon.
I'm thinking... Well, I think Oregon takes a big step back this year with Leavitt leaving. I'll take, and I don't know about Crystal Ball as a head coach, I'll take Washington.
Michigan at Penn State, Michigan minus 6.5.
Give me Michigan.
Oregon minus 4.5 versus Washington State.
Give me Washington State.
LSU minus 7.5 versus Auburn.
Give me Auburn.
TCU minus 2.5 versus Texas.
Give me Texas.
Michigan minus 8.5 versus Notre Dame.
Give me Notre Dame there.
Ohio State minus 9er versus Wisconsin.
I'll take Wisconsin.
All right. There you go. That's it.
That's all?
That's all they posted so far.
Okay, because I'd like to see what that Oklahoma UH line is.
I'll let you know as soon as Vegas tells
that
me.
That and Oklahoma Washington or UH Washington State. Those two games I'm very curious about early on. All right. Well, we still got time. Let's get through the rest of the regions here. How about we go to the... So, I don't want you to give away your picks or anything, but just to wrap up the East, give like three teams that you think, well, like Duke, obviously, but give them like two more teams you think could come out of there.
I would say I think LSU's got as good a shot as anybody. I know everybody's turning away from them because they've got issues, but I think that team is still so talented. And honestly, the scariest team to me for Duke might be Virginia Tech. More so than Michigan State to me. Virginia Tech's really good, and they got Justin Robinson back. That's a dangerous team. So I think that's a team that could give Duke some problems. And if Duke has to beat Virginia Tech and LSU on or Virginia Tech and Michigan State on back-to-back nights or back-to-back games, that might be a tough task for them.
All right, let's go to the South.
South. Let's start with, I guess let's start at the top. Virginia, they'll smoke Gardner Webb. I don't know how Oklahoma got a 9 seed. I'm not even sure Oklahoma should have been in the tournament. I feel like I know Ole Miss is playing like crap down the stretch, but Oklahoma can't score. And Mississippi's got a really good defensive coach. They've got those tricky zones. I just feel like I don't know. I don't get this number. I like Mississippi there. I'm stuck on Oregon over Wisconsin, too. I don't like this Wisconsin team.
Well, and I like the way Oregon's been playing lately.
They're on a roll. I don't trust me. They're from the Pac-12. But they're just playing so much better now than they did early in the season. They're starting to figure it out, and they've got some talent. I've said before, I like UC Irvine getting points against Kansas State. Kansas State with no Dean Wade, to me, they're just not a good team. They're not good on defense. They're not good on offense. Villanova, I probably like Villanova to advance, although I think St. Mary's keeps that game really close. Villanova's not what they've been in the past. Purdue, I would be one of the last teams I'd pick to cover the spread, but I don't think Old Dominion can beat them.
Yeah.
Purdue, when they're not at home, they don't cover big numbers. When they're at home, they can do it, but away, they've just been meh. They'll get a win. They'll lose sometimes, but they'll get most of those wins, just not by much. I don't think Iowa has anything for Cincinnati.
Yeah, I like Cincinnati there.
And I like Tennessee. I mean, I don't know if I want to give 18 points with Tennessee, but I don't think they're not in danger of a big upset.
I'm really intrigued by that Cincinnati Tennessee potential second round matchup because Cincinnati
too.
Can ugly up a game real easily on you, and you know they play really good defense and they can go into stretches where they can't score. But if they're scoring and playing defense, I think they can throw a scare into Tennessee.
And I know you don't like this because I think you're on the team fade Virginia. Virginia, like if he said, what are the odds that a team other than Virginia comes out? I think maybe 20% that a team other than Virginia gets there.
I can't really argue with you because I look at their path.
Yeah.
And it's just so easy. It really is.
Which it should be. I mean, they were one of the, they deserved a nice road. They did a good job this whole season.
But I think they'll choke somewhere along the way.
Wouldn't shock me, but I'd bet against it.
I just can't figure out where it is. It's not going to be Ole Miss. It's not going to be Oregon or Wisconsin. Kansas State, maybe.
I'm telling you. Kansas State might lose in the first round.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. That's why I can't.
If I had to pick a team besides Virginia, it'd probably be Purdue, but they're a bunch of chokers, too, historically.
Yeah.
So, West, I like Gonzaga. I mean, obviously. Syracuse-Baylor is such a tough game for me. I have no idea. I ended up picking Baylor. I don't feel great about it. I just feel like Syracuse is overseeded. I don't know that Baylor's a tournament team either. So I hate that game. But it's gonna be an ugly game. But I won't lean with Baylor. I said I tweeted out. I hope that UC Irvine gets Kansas State in round one. And I hope that Murray State gets a team like Marquette.
Yeah.
And I got both my wishes. And I love this Murray State team. They're an awesome transition team. They push. They're really efficient. Really, and John Morant is, if you haven't gotten to see John Morant play, please watch this guy play. And I know people on draft day, you guys like me who don't watch college basketball, on draft day, you're going to be like, why is this guy going above Cam Reddish? Cam Reddish was awesome. He played for Duke because John Morant's a better player than Cam Reddish. If John Morant played at Duke, everyone would be saying he's the next Russell Westbrook. I mean, this guy is a freakish athlete. He's super athletic, great rebounder, brilliant passer, and can score. I'm telling you, he's a fun guy. And Marquette is, they are limping in. Marcus Howard, really, really good player too. But Marcus Howard, he's tired. He's carried this sorry-ass team all year long. I don't think he can carry him any further. He's out of gas. I like Murray State. I was hoping that Vermont would catch a good matchup and maybe knock somebody off because they're really good. But Florida State, that's a team that I thought was three-seed caliber.
Yeah,
and they are so good. I mean, I think they're really underrated. I just think that they've got a next-level athleticism. I mean, that's the problem. Florida State's so big, so athletic that I don't think Vermont's going to be able to hang with them. I love Buffalo against whoever wins St. John's, Arizona State. Both those teams are horrible. I'd love Buffalo. I don't know what the number would be, Buffalo versus St. John's, but I'll take Buffalo.
What about Buffalo versus Texas Tech?
I would have Buffalo.
Okay.
I mean, Texas, it's an elite offense versus an elite defense. I think I lean with Buffalo.
Wow.
But I do like Tech to beat Northern Kentucky, obviously. I like Florida over Nevada. I said I'm looking to fade. Now, I don't love this Florida team, but I've been saying I can't wait till Nevada gets to the tournament so I can fade them.
Florida can ugly it up a little bit, too.
They can. It'll either be Florida or it'll be Michigan, but somebody's knocking off Nevada. That team is phony. And I think Michigan, their problem is they're running out of steam too late in the season, and you've seen they don't have depth, and that's what cost them all those games against Michigan State. So for me, Buffalo is a team that I'm interested in. Florida State's a team I'm interested in, but I think I like Gonzaga. I like the chalk. I feel like everybody's writing them off after they lost to St. Mary's, but I think they're going to end up being okay.
All right,
they're one of the more complete teams in college basketball, and everyone's, oh, well, they've just been playing bummy teams. Well, they have, but they beat those bummy teams by sometimes 60 points. I mean, that's what you do when you're really good.
All right, so we have one region left to do.
One region left, but I got to tell
you. First?
Yeah. You need some energy? I got it. Triangle energy.
Oh.
You need the energy of three eagles on your side. That wasn't a good eagle sound, but I wasn't prepared. There's a lot of energy providers out there, and there's always different offers ranging from free weekends, cash bonuses, free days. The list goes on and on and on. And you may have fallen for one of those offers and then months later found out, you're paying a higher rate on your bill, or there's additional fees that they're tacking on that they didn't tell you about. That's not right. Triangle knows it's not right. That's why they keep it simple. The rate you see, that's the rate you pay, period. No gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. It's good, honest business from a good, honest, born in Texas company. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or log on to TriangleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN. You'll get an additional discount. That's 877-93-EAGLE or TriangleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN. PUCT license number 10064.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. I'm not going to say his name because it would be doing exactly what he wants. Says, not to tell you boys how to do a show, but why would you give a dumb who intentionally makes a troll tweet what he wants? Airtime? Because it's funny to us. But guess what? If I said your name on that tweet, then I would be doing the exact same thing. So,
and at least that guy had the decency to delete his tweet.
Yeah, maybe you should do the same, sir. Don't be not to tell you boys how to do a show guy, because we're pretty good at putting a show together. All right, let's get on to the
last one, Midwest.
Yeah.
North Carolina, I mean, no problems. I like Utah State over Washington. I think Washington as a 9 is a head scratcher to me. And Washington's got more athletes, but they've handled better athletes all season long. I guess the zone is going to be tough. It's going to be new to Utah State, but I still like Utah State here. Auburn, New Mexico State is one of my favorite matchups of the first round. Auburn's playing really good ball right now, and they're kind of dark horse team that could make a run deep in this tournament. But New Mexico State is good. And New Mexico State, I think they've lost 13 tournament games in a row or something, but they go to the tournament almost every year. They play in a crap conference, but they dominate that crap conference. And they are super athletic. They defend the three very well, which is what Auburn likes to do. That's what they want to do. And they shoot the three very well. And Auburn's weakness is defending that three. New Mexico State, one of the better passing teams in the country. They move the ball around a lot. And I'm not crazy about Bruce Pearl as a coach. And I think Chris Jans has a coaching edge. New Mexico State also number one bench in the country. And they're playing at altitude. New Mexico State plays at altitude. Auburn does not play at altitude.
No, that's kind of the exact opposite of altitude.
Yep. So flying out west for Auburn, I think, is a pretty big disadvantage. I don't know if they'll get their outright upset, but I like New Mexico State in points. I'm taking Northeastern to beat Kansas outright.
Nice.
And Northeastern's a really efficient, really good offense. They're top. I think they're top 50 offensive efficiency rating. They're 5%. They're fifth in the country on effective field goal percentage, and they're in the top 30 in three-pointers. It's a really good offense, really good ball movement. Kansas is Kansas right now. They got to the Big 12 finals, so everybody's like, oh, maybe they're back. Well, remember who they beat. They beat Texas, who was dead on the side of the road.
Yeah.
And they beat West Virginia, who somehow luck-boxed a win over Texas Tech that they never should have had. They played the game of the year. So I like Northeastern is one of my upset picks. I don't think Ohio State has a chance against Iowa State. I just think Iowa State's just much better. Same with Houston and Georgia State. We've talked about that one. A lot of people picking Seton Hall to beat Wofford, and
I don't you've liked Wofford.
I've
all
liked
year,
Wofford
right?
all year yeah. long. They're one of my favorites, and I just think that I mean Seton Hall's playing better in big in like late in the season in the Big East, but Wofford just rolled through their conference. They're an elite offense. I just think that this is a more balanced team, Wofford. I like them, and obviously I'll take – no offense, Abilene Christian. Shout out Texas making the tournament, but I got to go with Kentucky on there. And if you're looking for teams to come out, I think Kentucky's a good choice. I think North Carolina is a good choice.
Looks like North Carolina is going to have a walk to the Elite Eight.
And if I had to pick a third team, it'd be Auburn. But, yeah, I do – I agree. I think I think North Carolina is almost assuredly making it that far.
Yeah, as much as I would love to sit here and say I think Houston has a shot to get there, getting by Kentucky and North Carolina just seems like too much. And I don't see one of those teams losing before they play them if they get that far. And then I think Iowa State's a tougher matchup.
That's tough.
We shall see. I'll be rooting for them. And I will have one bracket where I pick them just because. You know, I have to do the homework.
Because you have to.
Yeah.
By the way, our deficit's cut to 7, Fred.
I saw that.
We in this thing.
Feeling much better now.
Like you said, it's early yet.
Oh, yeah. that's my go-to. It's always early.
Oh, don't call that. All right. Sorry, it's March Madness time, guys.
So, yeah, and if people want to catch you the next few days straight out of Vegas, you're doing it tomorrow, Thursday and Friday?
Yes.
Cool. So... That'll be awesome. And
you know why I've got all this energy, Fred?
Why?
Because my testosterone game is on point.
Is it?
Yeah. If yours isn't.
Mine's on point.
Yours
too.
Is on point? Okay. Some people's isn't on point. So they've got low energy. They're not killing it in the gym like they used to. They're not killing it at work like they used to. They're not killing it in the bedroom like they used to. Well, the Y Factor presented by Man Centers can fix it. That low testosterone, it's no fun, man. And honestly, the synthetic injections, that's no fun either. That can damage fertility, cause dependency, long-term health issues, and even shrinkage. That's why the Y Factor presented by Man Centers, they've got a new way. They're focusing on enhancing your body's natural ability to produce its own testosterone again. And they've got three locations, Houston at Katy Freeway and Campbell in the Memorial area, off 249 in Tomball, and now open in Webster. There's one near you, so get down there. They've got a free general male wellness checkup. They'll let you know what your levels are, how you can improve them. And, guys, they're booking appointments on Saturdays, so you can get in there on a Saturday and get your stuff taken care of. 832-358-8600 or go to mancenters.com to book your appointment online. It's the Y Factor presented by Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.
Up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hey, can I mix it up a little bit here? I mean, I think we've covered the tournament well. We're in good shape there.
We haven't covered it like people who follow college basketball, but we faked it well enough.
Well, not to tell you how to do a show, but I'm curious to get your opinion on this because apparently New Jersey has passed a state law.
I don't like it.
That bans the practice of cashless stores and restaurants. And apparently it's now the second state to require stores and restaurants to accept cash. Massachusetts had a law in 78. Philadelphia did it earlier in March, so now the third. And they're trying to do that in New York. And I kind of feel like that's a bit much.
Yeah, I kind of feel like people should be able to run their business how they want. And if they don't get business because they don't take cash, that's their choice.
But
here's, same as people who don't like, there's, that's like saying, oh, everybody has to take American Express.
Right.
Not everybody does.
Well, here's the thing. Democratic State Assemblyman Paul Moriarty said, many people don't have access to consumer credit, and any effort by retail establishments to ban the use of cash is discriminatory towards those people. So apparently 6.5% of all U.S. households do not have an account at a banking institution.
Okay, well, get with the times. Pay with your phone.
I probably don't have... Listen, I get if you're poor and you've got... Well, I don't...
But I mean, it's not like every store is not cash friendly. I mean...
Well, yeah, that's
go down
the
street and find another store. That's like... I mean, it's literally like me saying, oh, you don't take American Express? I mean, that's my main form of payment for most things is my American Express card.
Yeah.
But there's stores who don't take it. So if they don't take it, I just say, oh, okay, I'll go somewhere else.
Yeah. Well, and that's kind of how I feel about it, because I think it's important. Like a lot of the, like one of my favorite bars, they went away from cash because that way they don't have to carry cash out at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Which
it becomes a safety issue.
I would rather have them be safe and use my debit card than have that. So, and I mean, there's cash stores out there. I don't think you're banning something that those guys are going to use. The risk of sounding like an elite. I mean, I don't know. I feel like it's a bit much, and I hope it doesn't come here. Because, I mean, although I guess by the same token, I can always use debit cards wherever I want anyway. Yeah. But the reality is I don't think you should be making companies do that, especially if they are doing it for safety reasons. They don't want to be carrying cash out in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
You know what they can do if they really want to shop at that establishment? Go down to the local like Walmart or something and pay cash to buy a temporary Visa check card thing. Yeah. All it is a Visa gift card. That'll swipe.
Well, I agree. But I do think it should be up to the business to make that decision. I don't think the government should be sticking its bony little noses in there. Just making sure that I wasn't too far off on that.
No.
I kind of felt like I was being a dickweed about it, but you know, I just it's not discriminatory. There's all kinds of things you can do, and if you really want to go to a nice restaurant and spend a bunch of money, do what Aaron said. And you know, maybe restaurants want you to actually, you know, have a card.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right, 713-780. ESP intro number 713-780-3776. I've got a quick Game of Thrones update for you.
All right.
There is a new fashion line, a Game of Thrones fashion line. And it's got, you know, hand-painted leather jackets. It's got, you know, some graphic T-shirts, things like that. How about this? $2,700 for leather fake armor jacket.
That seems legit.
Yeah, it actually looks pretty cool. Or distressed Henleys and trousers in cool shades of gray. You can also have wallet-friendly graphic tees at $98 a pop.
Oh, that's a good deal.
Yeah. And there's also dragon emblazoned options, or even better, one with the Iron Throne itself. So we're not that far, man. We're less than a month.
I found a better deal at Tiffany.com today.
Yeah.
You can get a paperclip bookmark. What does that look like to you? Does that just look like a paperclip?
It's a paperclip.
What if I showed you that this paperclip bookmark is $165?
I'll just buy a cheap paperclip.
But let's say that you feel like that paperclip isn't nice enough, and you want to go over here
and get a gold one
to the 18 karat gold paper clip. That's $1,500.
It's too damn hot.
Do you think anyone will buy that? And if they do, are we allowed to punch them in the face?
Somebody will, because there's some people that spend their money on goofy stuff. And as I say that, think about how much money we spend on beer.
A $1,500 18 karat gold paper clip, though.
If you're a rich, you spend it on stupid stuff.
Boy, that's really stupid, though.
I agree. I'm not...
That's next level stupid.
But Yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
I feel like
me.
People who buy $1,500 paper clips, they're not going to stay rich.
No, probably not. That's... No, I'm not going to say it. I was going to probably offend half the population, but I'm not going to do it. That's like... You know who buys that? I'll tell you. Like the trophy wife.
Maybe.
Or the trophy husband.
Yeah.
Where, you know, they hook up with a rich... And then they just buy stuff like that just to show off. That's who buys those things. And well, there's a bunch of them out there.
They're domes.
Hey, guess who Yard Barker said could be the most improved team in the NFL in 2019?
Let's see.
Keeping in mind, it might have been... Not a very good team, but they're going to improve a lot.
Yeah, I'm trying to think who was really bad last year that's going to get better.
Well, think about who would I bring up.
The Jags?
No. Your Buffalo Bills.
The lowly Buffalo Bills?
Yes. It says, as the Bills could be one of the most improved teams in 2019, provided second-year quarterback Josh Allen takes positive steps forward. And he did as the season went on.
He wasn't, yeah. So, like, often when a rookie comes out and just balls, I have concerns that he'll take a step back. I said Deshaun would. He did. I think Patrick Mahomes will take a step back this year. I don't know that Josh Allen balled so hard that, like, he's going to regress from that.
I think he kind of Carson Wentz it a little bit the first year. Showed you some flashes and then should improve in his second
year.
So
it's either one – it's usually one way or the other. They'll have a really great first year and a lesser second or vice versa. Rarely does a first-year guy either have breakout as a rookie and then come back with an even better second year. That doesn't happen very often. Typically, it works the way Dak Prescott worked. Great rookie year. Everybody's, oh, my God, look at this guy. And second year, oh, okay, well, he's kind of normal.
Third year.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And fourth year, you have to pay him like a franchise quarterback. Awesome.
Yeah, which means you'll keep being mediocre.
Congratulations.
But they praised a lot of their deals. Mitch Morse getting the record deal at center. Added offensive tackle Ty Nischke. Which helps their offensive line. John Brown and Cole Beasley at receiver gives them some weapons. Tyler Croft could also be decent for them. And then they also added Frank Gore, who just I think is a backup at this stage, but it gives you another option in the running game. And last year they were number two in the NFL, allowing just 294.1 yards a game on defense. So if the offense can improve a little bit, I could see this. Now, I don't know what I'd put an over-under on their win total after a 6-10 year last year.
I don't know. I'm not too excited about their prospects.
Well, I mean, Allen's got to cut down on the turnovers, and you'd like to see him improve in the passing game, but he might have some skills. Now, I didn't think he'd be ready right away.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think he at least showed a little bit.
So. He's a guy who's going to be... You know who's going to love Josh Allen? Fantasy football guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because he's going to get you a lot of rushing yards, and eventually he's going to figure out this throwing thing. And he's actually, I mean, he's a better thrower right now than Lamar Jackson is, like significantly better. And he's still running the ball a lot. I think that he's going to be a guy that a lot of fantasy guys are into.
Yeah, and we'll see if he can get better. I think they have a chance to be okay. I mean, as long as the Patriots are there.
Yeah.
Then... You know, but they could go from 6-10 to 9-7 and be one of the most improved teams.
Yep.
I mean, that's, you know, 3 wins is a lot, especially when you're coming from there. All right, guys, I have to tell you about the Zerona laser treatment at Innovative Lasers of Houston. How about this? Yeah, you know, I was struggling for so long trying to get weight off my stomach. Everything else, I was fine, but couldn't do it. Didn't matter how I ate, didn't matter how much I exercised, just couldn't make it happen. It happens when you get to my age. Well, went in, did the Zerona laser treatment at Innovative Lasers of Houston, and there's a reason they'll guarantee you 3 to 11 inches in 2 weeks. I lost more than 8 inches, and it was real easy. You basically just go sit on there. They put a red dot on your stomach, and then you turn over and you do it again for another 20-minute sessions, and boom, 2 weeks, 3 to 11 inches gone. Right now, you can be one of the first 100 to call at 281-888-3094. mention ESPN 97.5, you're going to get 50% off the regular price and three sessions for free. And you're going to lose inches. You're going to lose fat. There's no painful procedures. There's no downtime. You're going to get more energy. You're going to change your life. And I'm telling you, I feel so much better now. Give them a call, 281-888-3094. Mention ESPN 97.5 to get 50% off the regular price and three sessions for free. For more information, you can log on to InnovativeLasersOfHouston.com, and the consultations are always free, so you can find out what they're about. InnovativeLasersOfHouston.com, 281-888-3094.
On ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hey, Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis tonight from 7 to 9. And the Hall of Fame, Booker T, from 9 to 11. So lots of great stuff. Don't go anywhere. Just stick around. Get your soccer on. Get your Booker T on. All right. Let's do Hey Man Bleep That. I'll start, if that's okay.
Thank you. Can Hey Man Bleep That be Prairie View hitting 8 3-pointers in the?
If you so desire, but no, I think in about 10 minutes the whole thing is going to be different.
Okay.
My Hey Man Bleep That involves what I like to call Poisonous Cloud Stanley.
Yes.
Which has now moved off to the north now, so it's heading your direction. They keep insisting it's safe, and oh, this is okay, and we can go back to work and go back to school. How do they know? I mean, seriously, can you sit here and tell me with 100% certainty, and I don't know anything about chemicals except for, you know, like THC, but you could sit here and tell me with 100% certainty that this isn't going to make us all sick, that people aren't going to die from this stuff, or at least get ill?
No.
Can you tell me? Are you already feeling it, Aaron?
I think I've got a sinus infection that set on last night when I got home. And a friend of mine, her cat got sick and took to the vet. And the vet said, yeah, all this stuff in the air is probably affecting a lot of people.
Oh, great, because they told us that, not to worry about it. So to you people who said that, I say, hey, man, f*** that.
My beef is with Netflix.
Okay.
So Netflix the other day put up an alert. Your price is going to go up. Your subscription is going to go up by $5 a month.
Yeah.
You know what I see, like, in the news or on social media about Netflix? Every time that Netflix pops up, they're canceling a show. Like, how are you going to charge me more money when you're putting out less content? That seems kind of backwards. And I...
Well, they got to pay for all these big movies they're doing now.
Yeah, I don't feel like I can get rid of Netflix, but it does piss me off. And there's a show called The Killing.
Yeah.
That was on AMC for a little while. And I was like, I liked, and then it was gone. And Netflix got it. And now it's canceled again.
Mm.
So, and there's been a bunch of them, like Bloodline and Lilyhand. There's a bunch of them. But it is pissing me off that they keep saying, oh, we've got all this original content. And then they do it for like a season and it's canceled. I mean, networks give their shows more of a chance. If I'm going to pay the extra $5, I want to see a season two of a decent show, damn it. To that I say, hey, man, f*** that.
You know what? I watched that Triple Frontier over the weekend. Wasting my time. And they obviously spent a bunch of money on that. All right, Aaron, you're up.
All right, so a report came out last week. I sent this to you guys, and we just never got time to get to it. A report that checks on what government spends, our federal government spends money on, came out for the 2018 year. And they discovered that they spent $4.6 million on crab and lobster in a month.
Ooh.
And people wonder why we have this huge debt and why it's out of control, how much government spending there is. They also figured out they spend almost $10 million on workout and recreation equipment a year. almost 8 million on iPads and iPhones and all that. Almost $700,000 just on golf carts. It goes on and on of how much money of ours that they're spending. And no, scale it back, find a way. If I have to live within my means, they should too, and even more so because...
Yeah, but you're rich.
Oh, yeah, totally. So for the government spending almost $5 million on seafood alone in 1 month, I say, hey, man, f*** that.
Prairie View made another three. Can you believe that?
No, I can't. They average 6 made threes per game.
They've doubled it. They've doubled it.
I mean, it's an unreal.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Hey, man.
Exactly.
Hey, man.
All right.
That.
Well,
for real.
Have a great trip to Vegas.
Thanks,
and,
brother.
We'll talk to you. We'll talk to you.
Don't let the place melt down without me.
We'll be fine. I'll be around a lot. So, but yeah, have a good time. Get some poker in. Do some good stuff out there. And we look forward to getting you back next week.
All right, brother.
So, all right. That's pretty much wrapping it up for us today. We've got one little thing here on the way out for Mr. Hoffman. But I want to thank Aaron for doing a great job. AJ for doing a great job. We'll have Jerome in tomorrow. And looking forward to a fun show. Make sure you stick around for Glenn Davis and Soccer Matters. And, of course, Hall of Fame with Booker T.
All right, guys, if you own your home, listen to my words. Grab your smartphone and start saving money. It sounds easy, right? It is easy. Our friends at TGS Insurance, they're able to deliver big savings on your home policy now, all without ever talking to an agent, which is just awesome. Nobody wants to deal with an agent. You don't have to. Listen, this is how they do it. You send a text. Send the word money. 232323. You've all got text messaging. The system's going to reply back and say, hey, what's your address? You send them your address, and in 15 seconds or less, they're going to send you a firm insurance quote. It's as simple as that, and you're going to start saving money just like that, guys. Company savings, they're legit. The online rating is nearly perfect. The average customer from last year saved over $825 on their home insurance. And you don't have to wait until renewal because TGS Insurance will take care of the back end so you can free your mind and fatten your wallet. One more time, text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote today with TGS Insurance.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.